Shire is a leading global specialty biopharmaceutical company with a focus on helping people with life-altering conditions to lead better lives. While Shire's portfolio of ADHD medicines helps patients diagnosed with ADHD, we recognize the need to provide additional support to them and their families. And that's why we at Shire value our local, regional, and international partnerships that are designed to develop and enhance programs to improve the understanding and awareness of ADHD. At Shire, people diagnosed with ADHD have our full attention. To learn more about Shire, visit www.shire.com.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to attention, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Hey out there, this is Jeff Copper, Attention Coach and host of Attention Talk Radio. Today is January the 11th in the year 2012 at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. With us tonight in our virtual studio is Kurt Hunter, and our topic is the impact of ADHD on and after divorce. Very excited about this particular topic for a variety of reasons. Last week we had Melissa Orlov talking about New Year's resolution preventing divorce with ADHD couples, and so we're trying to do a full circle thing type here. But before we get into the specifics of tonight, just a few very quick announcements, a reminder to everybody out there. If you haven't already done so, please visit us at our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/attentiontalkradio. There you can access archive shows. You can listen to our show live. You can see a list of our upcoming shows. And on our advertisers' giveaway tabs, we did a promotion a while ago, and pretty soon I think we're actually going to have founditit.com. I'm hoping pretty soon to do a little giveaway. They've got a nifty little service out there that basically you put a little tag on like your laptop, and if you lose it, those that find it, they can find you, and they do it anonymously, and it's amazing. 96% of the time, I guess, the stuff kind of gets returned. So anyway, again, it's facebook.com/attentiontalkradio. If you're not a Facebook person, you do not have to be a Facebook person to do that. You can access that page without it, but if you are, you can go ahead and like it. So please know that that's out there. Any other programming notes? I think that's it for right now. Let's get into the topic today. Again, tonight, our topic is the impact of ADHD on and after divorce, and with us is Kurt Hunter. And I'd have to say Kurt is an expert on this. He is he has ADHD, and he is divorced. In particular, he also has kids. And one of the reasons why I really wanted to do this show was in things that you can read, like the different magazines and blogs and stuff like that, people talk about preventive, but what happens when it really kind of happens to you? Because it gets kind of crazy with kids, and I mean, the organization of all gets kind of crazy, and Kurt was kind enough to agree to come on to the show, and I will also have to say I'd like to thank Gina Pera, because I was searching high and low to find somebody, and she kind of helped hook us up. So I guess with that, Kurt, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you, Jeff. I'm glad to be here.
Let's kind of start off a little bit about just the beginning of your relationship with your wife. How did you guys originally how did you get hooked up together?
We were actually, I was pretty fresh out of the Marine Corps. And we were introduced by a mutual friend, like a lot of people are. And we just hit it off and talked a lot about a lot of different things, anything from, the regular stuff like politics to fishing, and we sort of had that connection, and it just sort of jumped from there.
Politics and fishing, that's an interesting combination.
everything in between as well, but let's be honest, politics and fishing, they sound a lot alike.
Yeah, you tell a lot of tales on that one. Now, as I understand it, you guys kind of got together, and you got diagnosed, I guess, into the marriage, is that correct?
That's correct. I started having some things where I knew that I was disorganized. I had these little piles everywhere. I had a lot of trouble, especially at work, where I could be sitting in a one-on-one meeting and just be staring out the window and absolutely not able to focus at all on the person talking to me. And so I took a took an online test, and I had a child on the way.
Mm-hmm.
And just decided I would go and try to get that taken care of before the baby got there to make it easier on all of us. So I went, had the test, went and saw my doctor, and she indeed did start me on medication.
Did that help initially, or did you have difficulty dialing that in?
Well, I think that was one of the problems was that, with me, I basically said, okay, well, I'm taking a pill now, so everything's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fixed, and we can go forward. The problem with that being that I never went to any kind of counseling or anything like that. So I would just take the pill first thing in the morning, go to work, have an awesome day of perfectly focused time at work, and then come home as it was wearing off. So I never found ways to cope with that or to cope with the way I was acting once I got home or the things that I was losing between times. It was just that I decided that this pill fixed everything and I was good to go.
Well, it's interesting. So you acknowledge that it was actually definitely helping you at work, right?
Oh, absolutely. I was on fire at work. Everything was purely focused. I would sit there and, we have a tendency, ADDers as a populace have a tendency to sometimes hyper-focus. And if you get put on the wrong thing, that's bad. But if you're on the right thing, like you're at work, that's great because you're just busting it out. You don't take breaks, you're just firing out this work. And I was kind of a superstar there. I was just tearing it up, but like I say, that's the thing though. It wears off during the day. So that was what I didn't account for.
If I'm reading into this, you'd wear off. You kind of come home, and while you were doing good at work, you still had the ADD was showing up at home. It was kind of creating some issues in the family life. Just kind of deal with that.
Right, and I didn't realize that. I thought that it was all fixed, and we didn't talk about it anymore after that. So, going forward, I just thought everything was cool and that I had fixed the issue and that things would be fine, baby on the way, baby's born, everything's awesome. And I just went about my merry way believing that everything was good to go.
I want to kind of pause here a little bit for those that are listening out there and that are interested in taking medications. I did a show back in November with Dr. Charles Parker about taking meds and dialing them in right so you have the right meds and the right doses to kind of so the timing's right so they don't kind of come off and some stuff. And if you're out there and you're interested in that, you might listen to that show because you can learn something. I think it was like November the 9th or something. But moving on, Kurt. So with all that stuff, not getting to the stuff, ultimately you struggled and you ended up having to move towards separation and divorce. Is that correct?
I was laid off of a job in Florida, started looking for a job. The only interview I got was Indiana, and we had ended up relocating here a few years ago now. And then my family, I moved up in January, and then March, my family moved up. That was 2009.
Okay.
And they were here till September, I guess, 6 or 7 months.
Okay.
And that was when my then wife told me that she, the way she told me actually, was that she didn't love me anymore and wanted a divorce.
Oh, that's got to be tough.
Yeah, it was. We moved up here. There was no family or anything like that up here. So, we moved up here just kind of on our own. So once she said that, she left a couple weeks later and then it was, had to sort of cope from there with just the kids and I.
Wow. I tell you what, it's a little early, but just because it's a good breaking point, let's go to a break and we come back. Really like to learn a little bit about some of the challenges that you faced. I have some beliefs that, with ADD and having to organize the kids and the family and all that kind of stuff, it's a little bit more difficult, but I'm anxious to hear your perspective on it. But before we go to break, for those that are interested in contacting Kurt or want to learn more, Kurt, the best place for them to go to is your blog. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's newlysingledad.posterous, which is posterous.com.
Now, is that
newlysingledad?
Is that www.http, yeah. HTTP, yeah. Whatever?
Actually, you could just type that right in, and it'll work. NewlySingleDad.postgres.com would be just fine.
Excellent. So with that, we'll be right back after this message.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
ADHD, is it real? How is it diagnosed? How do I know if I have it or if my children have it? Do you outgrow it? You have questions and we have answers. We're CHAD, a national organization made up of professionals, parents, educators, and of course, those with ADHD. So if you want real answers to your questions, join CHAD at www.chadd.org or call us at 800-233-4050.
You deserve the best-trained ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
I'm Jeff Copper, host of Attention Talk Radio, here to talk to you about CopyTalk.com, a voice dictation service. This is not just some voice dictation software. It's a real dictation service by people who type whatever you want. When I need to document something, all I do is hit speed dial on my cell or work phone and start speaking. The folks at CopyTalk will type it up and email it back to me that day. The best part is I can dictate as many 4-minute messages as I want, all for one flat monthly fee. Go to copytalk.com/ATR, enter Jeff Copper as the referrer's name, and sign up for the free trial account today. If you tell them I sent you, then you'll get $20 off the monthly subscription for as long as you keep the service.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is TimeTimer.com.
This is your ADHD information station, Attention Talk Radio. You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everybody, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio with Kurt Hunter in our virtual studio, who's an expert at ADHD and divorce. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about the background leading up to his actual divorce. And Kurt, at this point in time, I got to believe that a divorce is traumatic, no matter what. There's the emotional stuff, the kids, and all that kind of things. So. If you could share with our guests the experience of that, and then also how you think ADHD impacted that, either positively or negatively, and maybe share some of your experience in kind of dealing with that, particularly for those of our listeners out there who might be in the same boat, just to kind of get some insight from your perspective on how things transpired.
Well, first thing that that hits you is a bit of a feeling of panic.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with one of the things, a lot of things I learned about ADD, I didn't learn until after this happened. And one of the things I learned was that a huge symptom of that is some anxiety. So once that person is gone, there's all this anxiety kicks in. Everything sort of starts spiraling, and mm-hmm. you're trying to find out, you know, where are they? Well, you know, you start thinking, okay, well, I know they want space, but, you know, if I don't call them, they're not going to know that I'm even thinking about it. And, you know, and so you're panicking, trying to think of everything you can think of to do.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, the easiest thing to do is just leave it alone and, you know, give it a little time first, but you can't. All you can think about is trying to fix it and how you're going to fix this.
Wow.
And then on top of that, having the kids there, you know, at one spot, it was great having my kids there because they gave me that, you know, reason to get out of bed in the morning and still, you know, make my life keep going.
Uh-huh.
At the same time, there were days when I would leave work early before picking them up from daycare just so I could go home and lay on the floor and cry for an hour.
Wow.
Because it was just overwhelming. It was actually one day I'd started reading up on ways to deal with that stress and that anxiety, that I started writing a little bit. I started writing in notebooks. I started writing the blog and just putting my thoughts out there. But the real turning point came, you know, I as an ADDer, you have problems with time. Either you're super early or you're late. You're not on time. You're super early or you're late.
Yep.
And so it was another day of us running late, getting out of the house for me to get to work and them to get to school. And my daughter, who was 4 at the time, she looked at me and she said, she made me lean down. I was yelling at him to get ready, get dressed. And she made me lean down. And she said, Dad, it's okay. I know it's hard because it's just us.
Wow.
And when a 4-year-old provides your perspective, you know, you kind of got to get things together and move forward.
Yeah.
So,
wow. The fur on my neck is standing on end. Wow.
She's an amazing kid, and I'm very lucky to have them. So after that, I went and I said, okay. And I started looking at the days much differently. I started looking at the sunrise, a new beginning. You know, I made, you know, more of a structure for us to get things done. I started timing things out. I hired a coach, an ADD coach, to help me learn how to organize better so that I could keep things in order in my house and keep the structure up with my kids to make sure they knew that everything was okay. They don't have to take care of their dad. Their dad's going to take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
So once I started talking to him and getting that schedule together, things started to come a little easier. And you know, we made an hour at night where all we did was, you know, dance to their iTunes playlist that we put together. And then, you know, at bedtime, I became the iDad. So I was like, they would name a song, and that's what their lullaby would be for the night. They each got to choose one. And, you know, we started making sure that we were having fun every day, getting out and watching the sunrise. You know, my daughter, I can remember her thanking me one morning when we got to school. She thanked me for showing her a beautiful sunrise that morning. She, like I said, she's an amazing kid, and she's one of the reasons I am who I am today.
Wow. So what I'm hearing is you had your kids end up being a great support network. You're motivated to get a coach to kind of help pull that stuff together, and that the inspiration of your kids brought some structure just to kind of get up and kind of go. And I'm fascinated about how you were focused on spending some time with the kids. While all that was going on and focused with the kids, was the house nice, tidy, and neat, or were some beds unmade here and there and yonder?
You know, that was one of the things I learned, that perspective part, was that, you know, my house was tidy,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, the beds weren't always made. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe there were some dirty dishes in the sink in the morning. But what I figured out was, you know, if I was gone the next day, would I be more upset that I didn't wash that last dish or that I didn't spend those last few minutes before bedtime playing with my kids before we went to bed? And I put that in perspective and said, you know what, I'll do what I could do and I'll make sure that I stay on top of it. But if I miss something here or there, it's not a failure. It's just something that I know I have to work on, and I would add it to a list.
Well, that, you know, that's kind of, as a coach myself, sometimes I'll ask, you know, how does that serve you? And the mere fact that you put your priorities on your kid and said, hey, listen, more important than we get up and watch a sunrise or we get on the iPods and kind of dance around, they'll remember that. They won't remember all that other stuff that people burden themselves with and just create, you know, they become overwhelmed with it as opposed to just focusing on what's really important, that'd be your kids and being with them and keeping them happy.
Right, and that was the thing, is I'm not perfect. I mean,
mm-hmm.
but... one of the priorities of my life when I knew that I was going to have a family was I knew that I wanted to be a daddy, not a father. I wanted to be a daddy. I wanted to be the daddy. I wanted to make sure that I was taking care of my kids, that my kids never doubted that I loved them, that they knew they could look to me. And they know that to this day, they know that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so taking that time, you know, at the same time, you can't just let everything go. You can't go, okay, well, I'm just going to not pay the bills and let the house go. To filth.
Yep.
So that's some of the things I instituted using my coach is
yep.
I said, okay, and I got these little notebooks, and I put one in every room with lists of things that I needed to do, you know, every day. I would fill out those lists, and I would go and hit those lists every day. If I walked by the bathroom, there was a notebook sitting there, so I would just look at it and go, oh, okay, I got to remember to mail that bill, or
mm-hmm.
I have to remember that I have to start the dishwasher.
Mm-hmm.
And just using little tickets like that to trigger me to do those things. And after a while, with that help, I was actually able to leave the medication as well.
Wow. I tell you what, I'd like to go to a break again and come back. Earlier you had a couple seconds ago, you had talked about you were writing on your blog, and and going to your blog and actually reading that, there's some pretty heartfelt stuff in there that's it's exceptionally moving. So I'd like to come back after the break and kind of talk about that, and I'm kind of curious what that did for you. But again, for those that are interested in contacting Kurt, the best place is to go to his blog. That's Newly Single Dad at I'm going to spell this POSTEROUS.com. Again, that's Newly Single Dad POSTEROUS.com. And with that, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
Experience the difference with a top-notch ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
Do you have something those with ADHD need? Advertise on Attention Talk Radio. We are a narrowcast, internet-based radio show targeting those with or impacted by ADHD. To learn more about advertising opportunities, email attention at attentiontalkradio.com.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. We've got Kurt Hunter, and we're talking about the impact of ADHD on and after divorce. As I alluded to before the break, Kurt, the you had talked about the blog that you had written that you have, and I took a little bit of time to kind of go through it. There is some just some amazing heartfelt stuff. That's I mean it's really difficult to read, at least for me, without kind of getting emotional. And clearly, you put a lot of effort and thought. Can you just maybe speak to what the blog was about and what it did for you through this process?
Yes, sir. One of the things that, to be honest, it really started out as just me trying to put it somewhere. I didn't have any friends or family in Indiana, and so I just wanted to get it out there somewhere, and I found that talking to the blog was the way to do it. And the result was that I not only was able to get those things out there, but that I found it very therapeutic. But I found out that I really liked doing that, that I really liked getting out there, but the results are very raw. And to be honest, I read them sometimes and myself and get emotional. One of the cool things that came from it is that other people would email me or comment on them and say, you know, reading this blog today gave me the first bit of hope I've had in months. You know, reading this blog today, you know, just all this positive, all these positive things. And what I started figuring out was that, you know, I could use all the pain and all the hurt and all the things that I felt, I could use those things to try to do some good in the world. To, you know, I think we all come into this world hoping that we can leave it a little better. And if the way to do that is that I use part of my pain to be able to do that, then that's what I decided I would do, is I would take my heart and I would put it on that page. And, you know, if someone felt that reading it would be a good thing for them, then I welcome them to do it.
Well, it's interesting to me because just looking at it, you know, there was a lot of activity in 2010, and then there was like one post in 2011, and just it seems to me like this was, I mean, I totally get what you're saying, and I encourage our listeners to go because, I mean, I'm not a writer, but there's some pretty incredible stuff here, but it does seem like it was a real good outlet for you to manage this, just to kind of talk to the blog, if you will, just to kind of get it out of your system. And again, I feel like I'm reading a lot into that, but just by the writing, the emotion and the stuff, it just seems to have really been ideal for you to help you process this.
I think that was it, and I think that's why the writing ended up tapering off, is because, you know, I think that when you're looking at it, you see these 10 months in 2010, January through October that are all laid out with all these blogs and all these things. And then you start to see that closure by September and October. And then a year later, this past October, I wrote again and said basically, look, I didn't come back on here because I was scared. You know, I didn't have my kids anymore and I didn't know what people would think of me. And I'll put it out there very honestly. I'm proud of what, of the decisions I've made for my children, for their futures. And so I've tried to get that out there too. And I try to write to it more. But I guess the tortured soul is a much easier thing to write than somebody that's turned out to be more happy than they've been in maybe their whole life.
Well, I have to tell you what's inspirational reading, particularly the last one, I'm Still Me, is the while it might have been difficult, there's an underlying confidence that you feel like, you know, hey, I'm a single dad. I'm being the dad that I want to be in this particular situation, which is difficult, I'm sure. But just the peace that you have that you're focused on your kids and that you're still there for them is very inspirational. And I'm highlighting this because for our listeners out there who might be in this type of situation, you might not be a writer and might not be Kurt, but these types of outlets to try to get that emotion out to kind of manage it's probably a big deal. I did a show last March with Dr. Russell Barkley about the impact of ADHD and emotion and being able to manage it, and this outlet seems to really have helped you. I say helped you.
Yeah.
It helped everybody else reading it too, because, again, there's just so much unbridled, just here, I'm just out there, I'm processing right now, and again, I encourage somebody to go listen to it and read it, because it's very inspirational.
I wanted to say real quick, I did add it to your page as well, onto the post about tonight's show. I went ahead and added it to that on the Facebook page. There's a link to it. But yes, that's the thing, the I'm Still Me, the last one I wrote was, I think what I want to do is let everyone know, look, I know that you want to be the perfect dad or the perfect mom, and I know that you don't feel like you can do that because your kids aren't there all the time, and you feel like you're letting them down and you're letting yourself down, and it starts a spiral. But listen to me when I tell you that there are ways that you could still be the dad and the mom that they love, the dad and the mom you know you can be. You have to find another way. You send them cards. You make that call. You video chat. You make recordings of yourself and you send them to them. Whatever you can do to make sure that you know they're hearing your voice, that they're seeing you, that they don't stop loving you. You are still perfect in their eyes, and do not let it get to you. Do not let this situation make you think that all is lost, that you can't be a dad or a mom anymore. You don't have to be a mother or a father. You can still be daddy and mommy,
mm-hmm.
no matter how far away you are.
Any words of wisdom that you have, or any lessons learned through the hard times of this that you'd like to share with our listeners? And if you could, like, particularly from the ADD side, I mean, divorce is hard kind of across the board, a lot of people out there, but just any thoughts on that you think would be helpful?
I want to tell people that you're exactly who you think you are. And the reason I say that is because if you start your day every single morning, you wake up and you look at it as it's going to be a great day and a positive day, and you truly start believing in yourself and believing that you're that positive person, you will become that person. You are exactly who you think you are. And the more you tell yourself that you can be that, the better you're going to be. And it will translate into the way that you are in a family, the way that you are with your children, with your significant other. Don't wait until it's too late. If you're married and you're having a hard time in any relationship, resentment will start to build unless you do something about it. And the first thing you can do about that is be positive and talk it through and make sure that you're doing the things and focusing on what's important. Because I could tell you, as someone that lost part of that, there is no getting it back, and it is the most important thing in your life. I will promise you that. Once it's gone, you don't have to lose your life. You still have a life. You can still be a positive person. You can still make a difference in your kids' lives, and you can actually turn it into being the best thing that's happened to you. You can turn it into a positive, and you can be a happier person because of learning from yourself through that experience and through that pain.
And I'll just say what you said, Kurt, is exceptionally powerful, and it sounds easy, but I would encourage everybody, again, if you go back and you read, dig back through the blog, and a couple early posts and stuff like that.
There's a lot of pain.
You can tell there's a lot of, I'm trying to believe, I'm telling myself, and the confidence that you have now in making that statement, and literally you can go back and read these kind of posts, you can kind of see, it was not an easy journey, I guess, for you to kind of get there and believe it, but it's in print, it's very inspirational, and it's, again, if you're out there in that situation and you need somebody, I encourage you to go listen to it and follow it, because at the end of the day, divorce is not easy. ADD divorce is not easy. Kids make it a hell of a lot more complicated. I got kids myself. I can't even imagine kind of what's going on. And it does sound like you've kind of turned it around, and you actually have built a little bit of self-confidence over it in an interesting kind of way by being who you are and reaching out to the kids and designing that support group, getting the help of a coach, but more importantly, being fortunate to have a four-year daughter saying, hey, we're going to get through this, it's just awesome.
Yes, sir. I would like to encourage anyone that if I can help in any way, or if you just need someone to talk to that's an impartial observer and unbiased, please feel free to contact me through that blog. And I'd be more than happy to, you know, be a pen pal or be a punching bag or, you know, just a person to bounce something off of, you know, if that helps at all, because I've been there and I understand it.
Again, everybody, his blog is newlysingledad.posterous. And with that, Kurt, I'd like to thank you again for coming on the show. This has been great, and I appreciate you posting the blog thing on our Facebook page, but we'll also reiterate that a couple times over the next couple of weeks for those that may or may not miss it, because I think it'll be very helpful. So thanks again for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Jeff. It was really my pleasure.
I do want to make a plug. Next week, we're having a show, ADHD support groups, finding them and running them well. And if you listen to us, put the word out. I got in contact with a support group in Western Australia and had to tape the interview because of technology issues and time frames. And it's if anybody's looking to find one or run one, please tune in next week, because I think you'll find it very beneficial. So with that, thanks for tuning in to this edition, and we'll catch you next week.